Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. If NBA, MLB, PGA, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. If PGA, Thrive has new contests for each day of the tournaments, Thursday only, Friday only, etc. So don't sweat your golfers ruining your weekend by not making the cut. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code DBNReport when you sign up today and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
Oh yeah, we're live. Welcome to the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. It is one of your hosts, Lethal, here. This is a bonus episode, and I'm here with Reggie. We already have an episode this week. I wasn't on it. People are asking me why. No, there was no breakup, okay? Why would you ask me that? We're not breaking up. Like, if South Reese tries to break up with me or Josh, I'm going to hunt them down, and then I'm going to chain them to me with handcuffs. We're not breaking up. I had a mean migraine, okay? A mean migraine. And I was like, I couldn't do it. And thank you to South Breeze and Josh and Joy and Marcus for holding it down. Because I was like, please get this episode out because the people want to hear what we have to say about Dan Quinn being fired. And they held it down. They did the damn thing. I love you guys. Thank you. So that's what happened, all right? But I'm here. It's Friday. I want to be on here with my boy Reggie, and a couple other people may pop up throughout this show. I just couldn't wait any longer because the Braves game is on. You know what I'm saying? Go Braves.
Go Braves.
Mix it up. You know what I'm saying? So, Reggie, you haven't been on here in a minute.
Yeah,
How have you been doing?
Man.
Give us like a brief thoughts of our horrible season.
Oh, man. We fine, man. 0-5. I'm just kidding with you. Nah. Seriousness, though. Man, yeah. The last time we talked, we was talking about uniform hype. And, yeah, man, they not worthy of these new uniforms because, man, we've been playing like hot garbage. So, yeah, man, I had expectations. I was like, okay, yeah, this is Dan Quinn's last go around. But, obviously, you know, he still did the same junk he been doing the last 2-3 years, man. And Arthur Blank finally got fed up with him. Uncle Arthur finally got fed up with him and told him to go ahead and clock out, big dog, because it's over. So, yeah, man, I've been, you know, getting angry over the simplest stuff with this team, but it's stuff they supposed to do. So, hey, it is what it is, man.
Right. Oh, yeah. Let me start this off. Man, rest in peace, Devon McClure.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. That was a chin shot right there, man. That was a good dude, man. Even though the people that got blocked, man, you know, he was still a good dude. I was fortunate enough not to get blocked. So, you know, yeah, man, he was a good dude, man. Rest in peace, Devon McClure, man.
Yeah. Look, man, most of the OG DBN Falcons Twitter, we got blocked by Vaughn. And it was like almost an honor back in the day to get blocked by Vaughn. Until you couldn't see his tweets anymore when he was tweeting important stuff. It was like the first. And then you were like, guys, what is he saying?
Yeah.
We were all blocked. But luckily, on, you know, the DBN Report Twitter, he didn't block me there. So, you know, I was like fortunate enough to see that. What's up, Flag on Play? What's up, Jamel? yeah, I was fortunate enough to see his tweets and then be able to tweet out, hey, for those blocked, here's what Vaughn said. And then now I can't do that anymore. So like that shit hit me, man. I was like, oh my God, this dude's been here forever. Like for as long as I can remember on Twitter. And at such a young age, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. I thought I was gonna get blocked any day now. not directing it towards him, but you know, some stuff. I was like, you know, when he would say Dan Quinn or whoever would do this, you know, I'm sitting there scratching my head, and then also tweeting it, you know, quote tweeting it. And I was like, yeah, I know Vaughn might block me any day, but fortunately enough, man, he never did it. So I'm appreciative of him sparing me
man. The block button. We didn't deserve to get blocked. I can't.
Nah, you know, sometimes, well, so, some did deserve it though. Some did.
Yeah. I mean, some of us, we truly did deserve to get blocked by Vaughn, but some people didn't, and we were always like, "Bro, what is happening?" Like,
yeah, I think the only person, main person I got blocked was that Andy Kaplan guy from a couple of years ago when he was like, you know, the Falcons are the most healthiest team. Then everybody started dropping like flies. Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Mel said he wasn't blocked by Vaughn. He was blocked by D-Led.
And I'm not blocked by him either.
I want to get blocked by D-Led, but he won't block me. You know what I'm saying? Weird as hell. Uh-oh. Reggie?
Oh man, I already know who that is, man. Hey, you just have my money, man. Have my $20 tomorrow.
Have that money. And hopefully, what's his name? Is gonna be okay. Hopefully, Sam's gonna be okay with that COVID stuff. You know, we don't want nobody to have it.
Have my money, man.
Yeah,
have my money.
Yeah, Vaughn, you know, you up there, you with your family and your dad again. Y'all go see his last IG post. I definitely almost shed a tear reading that. So, yeah, he's with his whole family again. So, you know, man, thank you for your service here on Earth. But be with your family because Earth is ghetto. Like, but we're not here to talk about how ghetto Earth is, and especially America right now. We're here to talk about Dan Quinn got fired.
Long overdue.
I was so excited. I didn't even think that it was going to happen in week 5, but it did. So very exciting. Thank you, Uncle Arthur. Whatever. We still got Uncle Arthur. Okay. Mm-hmm. But thank you for finally doing it. He got fired. The special teams coordinator got fired. Mm-hmm. That's it, right?
Yeah. For right now. Dirk, you're next, boy. Dirk.
We on your head. I don't know why he didn't get fired.
Well, you know. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was crazy.
We'll get to that. But like, okay, how do you feel about his firing? I know the team and the players saying, oh, we didn't play for him. We really loved him. He was a great guy.
Yeah, that's some BS, man. I don't care what y'all say about that, man. For real. Like we had an issue with Keanu Neal, man. You know, he was saying the fans don't know. It's like, bro, I care not to know. I don't want to know what's going on in there, but also, don't insult us, the fans, and think we don't know what's going on the field, because we can obviously see what's going on the field. So don't blame us. You know, you blame you and your fellow teammates, because y'all got DQ fired out of there, man. So, yeah, y'all take that blame, man.
Nah, I forgot Keanu said that. I was like, first of all, we ain't the ones on the field fucking up every Sunday. True. Y'all are.
True.
Okay, and y'all ain't doing, I don't think y'all practice. Like, nah. I don't think they look at film. I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing. Y'all are fucking up out there. And I don't even know, like, all the technicalities and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the coverage. Y'all know I don't know that shit. Okay? Yeah. But even I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, why is one player right behind another? Why is this player here when the other player is all the way over there?
Yeah.
Like,
one thing about it, the tape don't lie. The tape does not lie. So.
Right. It's clearly wrong. Okay, we'll talk about T.I. but sorry, I'm trying to get this to you, Jamel. But what the fuck was I trying to say? Yeah, like, why are you blaming us? Clearly, he was a good guy. Like, clearly, Dan Quinn was a great guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, a great person, a great human being. He just was not a great head coach.
Yeah.
And that's just the bottom line. That's just it. Yeah, like, and that, weren't a great head coach, and that's not our fault. You know what I'm saying? That's his fault. He obviously babied y'all because y'all ain't doing what y'all are supposed to do, you know, out there on the field. And he fucking, like, there was no penalties like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think every single person listening has been in a sport, been in band, been in choir, anything competitive, been in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fucked up, what happened? You did the shit over and over and over and over and over again till you got it right. You ran suicide, you ran, period. You did bear crawls. You know what I'm saying? There were consequences.
Worst case scenario, you're getting benched.
Yeah, there were consequences.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn clearly didn't put in any consequences.
And you said, didn't you say that last year that he's going to have consequences for the guys last year? I'm like, man, come
on. Yeah, that was obviously a lie because ain't nothing come out of it.
Yeah, that was some bull. And I would say, you know, Dan Quinn is a great guy, personally, you know, from what I've heard as a person. But that one, if, you know, if that's not translating into wins, man, you got to go. This is like Arthur Blank said, this is a production based business. So you can be a good guy all you want to, but you better get wins too. So
yeah, man, you just gotta go. I'm not gonna be sorry when I expect.
Oh no,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I told, and you know, you had a few fans saying, oh, why y'all again? I was like, man, for honestly, I don't feel bad for any player or coach or anybody in the NFL that makes more money than me. I have zero compassion, you know. Yeah, you know, you got to move up and pack up and move to another city, but hey, you got money to do so, man. You know, an average Joe, we don't get 2-3 years to get it right. You know, it's either you do it in a week or a few days or you're gone. So man, like I said, I cannot feel bad for a sports coach or a higher up person. You know, I do not feel bad for them, so, and I stand by that. So
Shit, me either. Like, people in the military got to move like every 2-3 years, regardless, and they make pennies compared to these coaches and stuff. So guess what? I don't give a hot damn. Just like y'all be saying, people in the military, that's what you signed up for. That's what these coaches and these GMs signed up for. All right, and they're making millions and getting tax breaks that the rest of us ain't getting. Okay. So fuck them. Good riddance. Okay. T.I. Let's go into T.I. real quick for King Quest. Oh, where do we start?
Oh man. I ain't really even listened to anything T.I. said. Man, I heard his album. It's all right. But, you know, as far as the Matt Ryan thing, I really didn't hear. I mean, you know, run it down for me. I know you said he wanted Matt Ryan gone, basically. But,
yeah, you know, he wants Matt Ryan gone. And I think he said something about Cam Newton would do better here. Okay. So, T.I. He got out the hood. He decided to learn big words. And he thinks he's smarter than he actually is because he can put big words into sentences now. Okay, T.I., also checked his daughter's hymen. Okay, that's very disturbing. Invaded her whole privacy. For what? Meanwhile, he's sucking and fucking and licking every woman that comes his way and consistently cheats on his wife. And didn't he get his wife in jail for like ecstasy pills or something back in the
Man, I don't even remember. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
was something. And T.I. is also, he's just trash, except for his old music. Like, okay, you did trap music, whatever. But T.I. is not a Falcons fan. T.I. does not pay attention to the Falcons. T.I. dick rides whoever wins. Prime example, there's a picture with them floating around with a Saints hat on. Any Falcons fan will not be in Saints gear unless they lose a bet. That is the only time you ever.
When you do that either, we have to find some other mean to
I've seen
pour
a couple. I've seen a couple who lost a bet, and they either had to change their AV to something Falcons, something Saints, or they had to wear something Saints to work the next day. So he's not a Falcons fan. And then he was decked out in Broncos gear when the Broncos won that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
So
I remember that one.
why do we listen to anything T.I. has to say? It's
Don't
beyond me.
know, but you know, don't let these celebrities get to y'all, man. 'Cause yeah, like you said, man, they just bandwagon as most of them. You know, it is a few little celebrities now to their teens, but yeah, man, I just yeah, yeah.
Don't listen to none of them. All right, people, none of them. There's like what? Big Boy is a Falcons fan.
He root for pretty much Atlanta stuff now.
Yep.
Man,
Jermaine Dupri.
Luda, I give
Luda.
Luda that
Yep,
too.
Luda. Maybe Bone Crusher. I don't know. Because I never saw him in the stadium before he got that stupid song.
Nah, man, I don't want to talk about that one, man. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was the most horrible, man. They could have made him do anything else but that one, man. Yeah, that one. Yeah, nah.
Yep, them and on the R&B side, I know for sure that Bobby Valentino is a Falcons fan. He has season tickets and he's at the game because there's some other season ticket holder that sits next to him that I follow on Instagram. So he always takes pictures. He's always at the games. So those people you can maybe possibly listen to, depending on what they say. Anybody else? No. Okay. Just no. Don't listen. At all. Yes, Quinn will definitely get a I don't know about a full defensive coordinator. I think he's gonna go back to Florida.
I mean, just by the work, nah. Yeah, he'll definitely get there. Somebody will. I'm thinking Pete Carroll again. Maybe somebody on
Oh, they seem to have left with beef.
who?
Quinn and Pete.
Nah, I think somewhere down the road, you know, he'll find his way back on somebody's NFL roster, but yeah. You know, I like somebody else did say, I forgot who it was, they mentioned he'll work in the high schools and the collegiate level like perfectly. 'Cause, you know, his speeches, you know, he do give good speeches, but you know, them you know, I can call bullshit too. But, you know, yeah, they'll work on the pro level. I mean, not the pro level, collegiate level and high school level. As long as you're winning, you know, it's like I said, as long as you're winning, those speeches all well and good. But the moment you face adversity and you're still trying to use those same speeches they doing with the Falcons, you see what happened. It doesn't work. So,
Some BS
yeah.
happened. That's what happened, man. Like I can't stand them baby speeches. Like,
yeah. But see, we've been hearing it so long, you know, it's like it falls on deaf ears. So
right.
Yeah, I'm just tired of hearing the rah rah, man. Like I said, you can rah rah all you care to, but if it's not translating to the field, there's disconnect between you and the player. So
right, yeah. and players want to say that it's not.
Yeah. And they not gonna say it, and I get that, you know, like, because they not gonna throw Dan Quinn under the bus, but at the same time, man, y'all know doggone well y'all not relating to that man message. So
yep, better shooter for college. Ain't up here. So they fired.
Yep.
And
peace. We
have Raheem at the head for now.
He got 11 games. That's all he getting. I don't see him even. You know, Arthur said he could be on as a candidate if he goes 11-0. That's not going to happen. I'm going to just be real with you right now, because seeing his track record with Tampa, granted, he might try to do stuff differently than he did when he was the coach at Tampa, but I don't see it, especially like we was talking off air with him and Jeff Olbrich splitting the defensive calls. Mm-hmm. First of all, man, that's not going to work. You know, it's the same way as with the offense, man. Can't have too many people hands in the kitchen, man. You got to have one person doing this, one person doing that. And then, you know, y'all somehow make it all mesh together. But doing what he doing with the defensive play calling, man. I mean, I'd be surprised if it worked, but it's only going to work for so long, though. So, yeah.
Yeah. Jamel, I sent you the link on Twitter. I DM'd you the link for you to come on in. So, Raheem, I have a conspiracy theory. Okay. What if Raheem was calling bad plays and stuff just to get the head coaching job?
I mean, like I said, you know, going back to Tampa, man,
I'm just saying. Because last year, when they did the split thing, they didn't do too bad.
No, they didn't. But at the same time, now, this is the part where I'd be like, you know, I've always been saying this under Dan Quinn era, let's do addition by subtraction. So, you know, like, let me just give you the rundown what I meant. So, you know, Dan Quinn hired Shanahan, Marquand, few other people, Richard Smith, his first go around before he got that extension. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody was doing good. So, you know, the next year.
What's the deal?
What's going on, man?
I can't call it.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, he cut Richard Smith that Super Bowl year. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, then he took over the defensive play calling. Team somehow, you know, the last few weeks up to the Super Bowl were playing pretty good. Then, you know, of course, Shanahan left. Then Sark took over. Sark, you know, was handicapped running that Shanahan offense. So, of course, you know, he got rid of Sark, and then he got rid of Marquand. So, you know, here we are. Last year, he took over and failed miserably.
Yeah.
And now he got Raheem and Olbrich calling. And like you said, they did pretty good. So now here we are again, minus DQ and a few other pieces. Man, let's see what, like you said, if Raheem calls a good defense play calling, so be it, keep him. But I doubt that with the new coaching staff. So, yeah.
That's how I knew Quinn was the problem. Since he's been here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had three defensive coordinators and three offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
At some point, it's him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, yeah.
How many coordinators do you need before you realize that, you know, he's the problem?
Mm-hmm. You're right on that.
Yeah, and that's the outside the Rays. Oh, he's about to fight somebody. I got the Rays game on in the background. But yeah, that's what I'm like with management, you know, the front office people, like, I don't know why it took this long for them to realize who the issue
was. Well, you know, like I said, addition by subtraction, you know, like Jamel said, you know, you fire these coordinators and you still the constant variable out of all of them. So eventually that's when they start turning their heads like, well, shit, you got rid of everybody. It's you, buddy. So now we're finna cut you out. So that's what happened.
I do think with Raheem at the forefront now, the handcuffs are off now. You're going to see a different type of team somewhat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm thinking they possibly be happening because, you know, everybody's auditioning for a job now. So
Yeah. I agree with that. This is basically what this is, a job interview.
Yeah. So this is your perfect chance to put on a good interview by winning games. So
right.
All right, so let me ask y'all this. Let's say, because I'm not looking for an 11 game win streak. Yes.
Yeah, that's far-fetched. Yeah. But I agree.
If we finish like 8-8 or something like that, you know, do you keep them still or?
Well, that falls on what Arthur Blank want to do. You know, if he gets in, you know, of course his name will be in that hiring mix off of that, but I don't know, man. I don't think he's going to be here after this year anyway, to be honest with you. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. That personally, I wouldn't want him to stay. Because he's just, like, we've seen what he's just done this year as far as
defense. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and I'm just like, no. You know, and especially,
I mean, how much was that him and how much was that Dan Quinn?
Well, we'll see Sunday, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, we'll see. Right. I think it was more him since he took it over.
But it kind of like just going back to the Super Bowl year, like, you know, if he's not telling Kyle to run the ball, you know, I'm like, well, shoot, what kind of input are you giving these next few years, you know? So I don't know, man. That's a good question. And, you know, like I said, we'll see starting Sunday. If he calls the best defensive game all year,
because
hats off to him, man.
Yeah, and he's doing third downs.
Yeah, but man, I don't. I'm like, if Jeff Ogre gets calling the first two plays and doing good, why not let him call third down? That's the part. That's the issue I have.
Right.
Like, stop putting too many people. Go ahead, man.
There's too many Chiefs and not enough Indians.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly what it is, man. And that's why that's my issue. And that's why I'm like, really, I want to give him a benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, like I said, I just don't see it, man. I really don't. I want them to do good, but that's a tall order.
If you think about it, he really was part-time defensive coordinator. Never heard of a part-time defensive coordinator.
Nah. Yeah. But that's why I said that shows the dysfunction of this franchise, man, from the top down. And that's why you have to do a clean sweep this whole roster because, whew, man, we've been stinking it up these last few years.
Yeah, and what do y'all think about Rich McKay? Because people are saying,
you know, Rich McKay. I see him all the time at work.
Man. Yeah, people are saying he was a former GM.
He was.
And then he got booted from that role. Mm-hmm. And people are like, yo, what if he set this whole mess up just to become the GM again?
Well, no, like going back to that article in The Athletic, you know, like Jamel just said, he got promoted mainly because Arthur Blank was trying to get a new stadium, which he didn't own, Georgia Dome. That was the Congress Center that owned the Georgia Dome. So he wanted complete control of his own his own stadium. So, you know, who else knows how to do that than Rich McKay, which he got the new stadium down there in Tampa Bay. Well, it's not new now, but, you know, at the time, you know, with Tampa, he did the same thing. So he promoted Rich from GM to, you know, the business side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, but last year or this year, he moved them back to the GM side. And, you know, man, you know, I just, man, I don't know. But, yeah, he definitely got to go. I just want a whole new fresh start.
Somehow. Yeah, this is Ken Shine of the KSS podcast. Yeah.
Ken Shine Show podcast. It's called Session.
What's going on, man?
All right. We are talking about Rich McKay. What do you think about him? Does he stay or does he need to go too?
Everybody can get the boot. Everybody, for real. I mean, it's time for a shift. We've been dealing with the same thing my entire life as a Falcons fan. And I'm pretty sure I ain't trying to have my kids go through the same thing. So I think getting rid of Quinn, getting rid of Thomas was a great move. It's a step in the right direction. So, I mean, if Rich can't hold up his end of the bargain, he got to go.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm with it. What are you saying, Jamal?
I believe he stayed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, hey, we'll see, man. But
realistically, I can agree with that because we see what kind of system we have. It's like a good old boy system in the front office, it seemed like.
Yeah. I kind of agree with that, too.
The ones who don't shake the cage too much.
Whoever the next like head coach is, it got to be like no nonsense though, a no nonsense type guy.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So let's get into that. Well, first let me read this from William McFadden said Dante Fowler says the Raheem Morris has made Falcons players a little more uncomfortable this week. He's pushing players hard to ramp up the intensity, and he's getting them mad at him to get the most out of them. So I don't know, maybe it's gonna work, but I doubt it.
Yeah, man, you got to show me, man. All that talking right. Sound good, but you got to show right. Me on the field, man.
Yeah,
that's what I'm like. So who do y'all want as the next head coach? If we could have anybody. Reggie, we'll start with you.
Oh, man, you know, you said head coach. Man, I'm kind of on the Benemy type train, but I also like Joe Brady, man. You know, he has ties, and I know everybody might hate it, but, you know, he has ties with the Sean Payton Saints. And, of course, you know, he took that to LSU. And, of course, you know, he's back in the pros with the Panthers, so. Man, I want an offensive coach. I'm just going to be straight up with you, man. Since our strength right now is the offense, I want an offensive-minded coach. So it's either Benemy or Joe Brady for head coach for me.
All right. Ken, anybody on your radar?
I've been thinking about it, but I haven't seen any. I think I'm more so wanting to see what Raheem does. I want to see what he does because, like, how you was just reading that he's pretty much shaking it up. That's a good thing, but I also know what that type of leadership could lead to. Push too hard, players going to resent you.
True. Yeah.
They still got a job to do, but you're not going to get the most out of them because you done fucked up their subconscious with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You right.
So I just want to see what happens first and then. But if it works.
I agree.
Yeah, if it works now, I'm gonna be like, maybe we do need to keep it.
Because watching the games, I'm like, dang, Raheem, boy, you looking, when they put the camera on you, you looking kind of.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking, like, maybe Raheem was just that dude that was like, D, I'm around a bunch of idiots right now. And I can't wait for my time to shine. Like that's what kind of where it went with my head once I saw what people were saying and knowing the kind of coach Raheem is being. Players usually like him, but I mean, experience, he ain't do too well in his first head coaching gig. So
true.
Yeah, this go.
Yeah, that's what Randy was saying earlier too. Jamel, who are you looking at as a head coach? You there?
Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. If NBA, MLB, PGA, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. If PGA, Thrive has new contests for each day of the tournament, Thursday only, Friday only, etc. So don't sweat your golfers ruining your weekend by not making the cut. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code DBNReport when you sign up today and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
I'm a kind of throw y'all for a loop.
Oh, you're breaking
up. I was thinking more so Gary.
Hold on, you're breaking up. Hold on.
The offensive mind in here.
You said Gary Kubiak.
Gary Kubiak.
Oh wow.
I kind of get why. I kind of probably get it why you want him. I mean, we'll see, man. That's.
I want somebody young. Y'all, if they young.
Yeah, but that's why I said Joe Brady or either one of those two, man.
What's going on with Dirk Cutter playbook?
Oh yeah, man. Dirk got 11 games, man. I don't care what nobody say. Dirk, 11 games. It's out.
You go. Dirk playbook is on Madden.
Man. Yeah, Braylon, DM me. I don't know your Twitter at. DM the podcast Twitter or at it, and you can come on. I don't know who that is. That's the only problem with YouTube. I'd be like, who is this? Because I'm so used to Twitter names.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't fucking know who I want. I want whoever's gonna get us to a fucking Super Bowl, a winning Super Bowl. You know, like I'm tired of this shit. I just want someone.
But that's the reason why I say, you know, I just want to go with the strength right now. You know, what's been the consistent offense has been the most consistent side of the ball, even though they had their lumps and, you know, even though they don't play like it, but, you know, they're the strength right now. They've been the strength even under to Mike Smith era, you know. So that's why I said, you know, get an offensive minded coach. Stick with, you know, just, you know, if whatever happens, man. But you know, you gotta go with your strength. And that's my opinion, man. So that's why I chose either Bienemy, which I think he goes to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And or Joe Brady. So those are the only two really I really want right now. I know everybody's saying, I know a few other people saying go defensive, but I'm tired. We've been going defensive minded, man, for a while. You know, the last time we had an offensive minded coach was, you know, Petrino. You know, I know y'all don't want to hear that. You know, yeah. So, you know, that tell you how long it's been, man. So every coach after Petrino has been defensive minded. So,
yeah, it's just, and it's funny because we did a few years ago, we did ask for a more defensive minded head coach.
Yeah. I was on board, but like I said, just seeing, because now, right now, like I said, after the Green Bay game, your best offense now is your best defense would be a good offense. And meaning, when I say good offense, it's chewing up the clock now. Because obviously, you can't put your defense out there because they're going to give up points. So, what's the best way to slow them down? Keep your offense out there. I know the Falcons is not built like that right now, but I mean, that's the only way to slow the bleeding, man. You know, you got to keep your offense out there and run that clock down. Keep the clock moving, you know, get positive plays.
I don't think Todd getting enough touches.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir right now, man. I agree with you on that one, man. They don't feed that man enough. Yeah. And like I said, he might not be as quick as he used to be, but he's still productive. He's not washed. Yeah. Anybody tell you he washed? That's a lie. He's not washed.
He doing exactly what we paid him to come do. Yeah, we resign his ass.
Well, man, that's another story. But
he's gonna be asking for that check.
Yeah.
We all got it.
But hey, look, like I said before, everybody got his hypes up. I was like, one thing I know that Gurley can do that we didn't get in with Freeman, and there's no hate to Freeman, but Gurley can block. That's what I was mostly happy about. You know, I was like, man, I already know what he can do running and catching, but his blocking is phenomenal. Because I was, you know, if you're a Georgia fan, you know, you've seen it. So that's why I was like, yeah, man.
He said, give him Rex Ryan or DT from the Ravens.
Oh man, Martindale. I don't think Rex gonna get an opportunity again. And that's funny because we could have had Rex Ryan before Dan Quinn, man. We could have had Rex Ryan before Dan Quinn, but Rex Ryan didn't want to be patient, so eventually he got cast off to Dan Quinn by default. So, yeah, man.
What's up, Braylon?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, man. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. Just waiting for this Braves game. And that's the only team that's winning.
We are.
So what do you think of Quinn?
Usually I don't really celebrate people getting fired. That's just not me. But I did think it was a good time to move on from him. But the thing is, for finding a new coach, I want to know who's the right guy. Because at first I said Lincoln Riley because of how he's an offensive coach. But what he's doing in Oklahoma, it's not enough. So I was going to say, Reggie said Joe Brady or Eric Brenhary, if that's the name, right? Eric
being
the coach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would just love for us to have a black coach, too, because there's not a lot of black coaches in the NFL in general. I'd just love for us to hire one.
You know we all about that over here.
Right.
We want a black coach, you know, we here for it.
Mm-hmm. We sure is.
Everybody
Oh yeah.
So I really hope Raheem do well, but I just don't know what's gonna happen. I really don't. Because one thing about this team, you never know what can happen.
We're gonna see Sunday, man. Like I said, this is the beginning of his audition right here. Sunday is the beginning of his audition tape. So,
one game at a time.
But yep, that's all we can do. One game at a time, bro.
It'd be good for them to win on my birthday. It'd be good for them to win for my birthday. That would really be nice if they did that.
Oh yeah, birthday Sunday?
Monday.
Monday, okay. I hope they win. I'm tired of being a loser.
Yeah, man.
I know.
We with the Giants and the Jets, I think. Jets are winless too, right?
Yeah, they winless.
I thought
Jacksonville was winless. I thought it was somebody else was winless too.
No, the Giants. Yeah, the Giants and the Jets.
The Giants.
Okay.
So yeah, man, we that show you, man. They say we got more talent than them, which we do. So we got we gotta win, man. So
that's what's driving me crazy, I think, the most, because I look at this roster and watching all of these guys prior to daytime in the league the past 3-4 years. Putting them in the right place to make a play.
Yeah.
Like I don't be understanding. Deion Jones looked like a half-rate version of himself.
So let me ask y'all this. Let me ask y'all this.
Because I know they said
suppose we get a new GM, right? Well, whenever we do get a new GM, right? Who stays and who goes? Do you blow it all up?
Well, That's a good question.
Well, I'm gonna just say I know everybody talking about get rid of Julio and Matt. I'm pretty sure the new GM is gonna see what he can give for him. So that's you know the answer. I'm gonna just get that one out right now. They gonna see what they can get out of Matt and Julio. I'm gonna just be honest with you on that one. So whatever they, I don't know if they blow it up, but like I said, you know your strength is the offense. But I'm pretty sure they're gonna try to entertain offense with Julio and Matt if they are on the market, you know, the block to be traded. That's just my opinion, though.
I saw I talked about it already, where they were saying how Jimmy G could be a possible fit, and Matt Ryan go out to San Fran.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I do not want Jimmy Garoppolo on
me
this
either.
Team.
I don't like you.
Now, if they did hypothetically trade Matt Ryan to San Francisco, I'm gonna just tell y'all right now, man, it's gonna be nasty because Kyle will have his quarterback again. So,
but.
And on top of that, if San Francisco get Matt Ryan, just wait till their defense just get healthy. They're gonna be a good team.
But who does he have to throw to them?
You said what now?
Who does he have to throw to in San Francisco?
He ain't gotta do nothing but nickel and dime.
Hey man, you know that they
often the line so they run the speed.
But
them boys play real. They play some good detailed ball.
It's Matt Ryan, man. You know he's gonna make it happen.
Yeah, I believe
it.
Point, especially
you gotta be able to open it up, though.
I don't know if Debo's still hurt.
Drive until the wheels fall off. We draft somebody. Man,
yeah, I personally would like to ride Matt Ryan and Julio till the wheels fall off. But unfortunately, with a whole new GM and possibly new head coach, I don't know what's going to happen. I want them to stay forever, but if it doesn't happen, I just know I'm going to be real, 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 real pissed off. So be prepared for those episodes for me being pissed off. But I think to answer his question, I'd rather blow it up at this point because players overall, this season, there has not been one player that didn't fuck up this season. Every single player on that team has fucked up more than once this whole season. And I'm tired. So it's gonna hurt my feelings because I do love a lot of these players, but they're going to have to go. So if the new rain wants them to go, hey, you got to go, bro.
I wouldn't blow it up. I would retool it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, man. But, you know, just come back to me after the end of the season. I'm just, because right now, because I mean, the last 2 years when we went 7-9, man, I was like, yeah, man, it's time to blow it up. So, I mean, I'm still on the rebuild mode, but at the same time, man, And I'm like, just give me after this season. And I don't know why. For some reason, I just, man, I don't know, man. Like you said, I want Raheem to do good, but he got a tall order right now, man. And it starts Sunday. So, you know, if let's just say he do get, you know, he does retain head coach. Now his job now is to find a great offensive coordinator. So for the run, because Dirk, I don't care. Dirk got to go. I don't care. Yeah. What Dirk has to go. So, you know, try to keep Obrig too, man. Because, you know, just off of last year, man, he did pretty well with the defense with Raheem. So, you know, it's a lot, man. I don't know really what I want to do, but I know I do want an offensive minded coach regardless. But if Raheem makes it, but if Raheem does turn his and turn it around a little bit, you know, my hat's off to him though. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I believe he will. Because if you look at his time in Tampa Bay, he got dealt a bad hand. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a short leash. And I feel like that's the same thing here. You know, he got dealt a bad hand.
But this time around, he got a quarterback, though. Because Josh Freeman was what?
Josh Freeman.
He did. But that's just one season out of how many years they had together, though.
I mean, he only had, what, 2 full seasons?
I thought he had one.
He had 2 full seasons. He went 7-9 the next year, and they fired him. I'm like, that's not enough time to prove yourself. Like,
I think his overall.
You can't build the team you want in 2 years. I don't care who you are.
Man, you got a point. Well. We just gonna have to see. We gonna have to chuck it up and see what happens with Raheem. Like, I don't know. I ain't feeling him so far, personally. Yeah. So it's just like, boy, you better prove me wrong. That's just been my motto this whole season: is prove me wrong. You know, in every game, it's been like they've been proving me right. It's so crazy because all offseason people are like, you're so negative. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You see how OC is? You see, we got fucking Dirk Cotter as the OC, and you want me to be happy about that? And Quinn kept his job from that shit he pulled last year, and you want me to be happy about that and be excited about a season? And it's a pandemic? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
I was just happy for the season in general because it's like with all was going on, politics and everything, where I was just looking for a football season in general. Because I just need something to look at outside of what everything was going on. But, you know, the one thing that my really question is, what are we going to do with the salary cap? Because as y'all brought up, if we do get rid of Matt Ryan, we'll be in a bad situation with cap penalty. If we get rid of Julio, we'll still be in a bad situation. So they're like, okay, they at least here for one more year, at least one. And you can see what you're doing that last year with them and rebuild it and just retool everything else and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, the GM got his work cut out for him too now.
He sure do.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think somebody asked me the question on Twitter, what I want, man. Yeah, you got to learn how to scout. I want a GM that can actually scout. I mean, Dimitrov did.
That's what Scott Fielder came in at.
Yeah, and because I was like, the only thing I can really give Dimitrov is skill position, like receiver and running back. Mm-hmm. But as far as drafting offensive, defensive linemen, nah. He don't get that. I will say
he's gotten better at offensive line. Think of it. Jake Matthews is better.
I mean, but you kind of had – that was kind of can't miss though, man. Jake Matthews, yeah. Like, so you got to show me what you could have did. And, like, you know, those time we were in the playoffs, like when they was drafting like 20s and, you know, in the late 20s and stuff like that, man, you got to show me. Well, it's too late now, but, you know.
I mean, but like, I mean, he did bring us Chris Lindstrom. He looks very good.
Yeah, but then also, if you, I remember, like, yeah, man, I was Chris Lindstrom fan though. I was like, man, you kind of had, you know, other teams looking for him because, you know, like I tell folks, if we didn't get him, Minnesota was gonna get him. The Vikings right. were going. The Vikings were gonna get Chris Lindstrom, but we snatched him up before they did. So,
and Caleb McGray looks good too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, my issue.
I feel
him,
like he. I think he's getting better.
Yeah, he got.
He's getting better. Yeah.
You know, I got hyped the last year when he set Cam down a little bit, Cam Jordan. So, but, you know, then the next game when we played Cam.
Yeah.
Then you know when he came back and played Cam the second time around, you know Cam worked him. So, you know, I'm like, man.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, I think my issue right now with McGary, you know, hopefully he learned it because we still got, three more years with him.
Yeah.
You know, he, you know, learned how to handle those speed rushes, man. So, we'll see, man. We're going to see, though.
You know, the cap situation. I don't know nothing about cap, and I ain't even going to pretend I know anything about cap. All I know is what the Falcoholic and them be tweeting about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we just can't get rid of Ryan right now because it's going to kill us in a cap.
Yeah.
So, right. But as far as everybody else is concerned, nobody like the Falcoholic, Aaron Freeman, and the other guys, they haven't been talking much about it because I think right now they're waiting for the end of the season, you know, see where we stand, you know, which player does what until they say something about it. So right. Once they say something about it, we'll bring it to the show. But, you know, I don't know all them numbers and shit. I just be like, they making more money than me and I'm pissed.
Right.
Yeah.
I could do a better job out there. I'll be screaming at the top of my lungs, running from people trying to tackle me, but I can do a better job than them right now, and I ain't getting paid nearly as much.
Right.
So I'm
yeah.
But one question that I do have, what player do you know that's most definitely will not return next year?
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you right now, Todd definitely not.
Ooh,
I'd be surprised. Well, you know, he on a one-year deal. So, hey, you know, he showed that he's still a scoring machine. So, I mean,
he can rush a touchdown.
So, yeah, I don't see him coming back. I don't see an Alex Mack coming back. I think either Alex Mack go to another team or he retire.
I think Alex Max retired.
Who else?
Tack.
Well, now this is the thing.
He's out of here.
He could go. He could be walking free agency, but he will come cheap now. I tell you that now. He will come cheap, especially nowadays. But the only thing is his injury history. Which is not really good. So that's why I said that's hurting, and that's hurting his money right there because he can't stay healthy.
Right.
So yeah, he could be gone, but at the same time, I wouldn't mind them trying to resign him on a 1 year deal. Make or break it. Yeah, but you know.
We'll say this though. I wanna add on to that. Rico is out of here. Keanu Neal is out of here too.
I was about to say Neal. Come on, not Rico. Y'all know.
Yeah, Rico. Yeah. Rico is a good guy, man. But he's not that.
He's more than just a good guy, though.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with you. So that you know, y'all know like I'm mad.
Look at him. Y'all know I'm mad. Y'all know I love Rico.
Well,
I love Rico too. That's the thing. Like, Rico, I don't know what's gonna happen with Rico because it's just he.
I'll tell you why, right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but we need a bona fide playmaker back there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, but he's the only one who be watching film.
Yeah.
That is still on the five playmaker though. Like,
yeah.
Well, Neal ain't doing nothing, and neither is Debo this year. So
I think something wrong. I think Debo's hurt. I think it's just he's just hurt.
And y'all might call me crazy, but the worst thing we could have did was get rid of Devondre Campbell. Can it work so well together?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They did. Yeah. Every good middle linebacker needs a running mate.
Well, you know, Debo won't be on the next defense. He won't be a middle linebacker. They're going to move him out to – that's where he's more fitted at, on the outside, you know. But, I mean, hey, if Dre and Debo work, but, you know, most people giving Dre a bad rep for his last few years here, man. So, I mean, it's a toss-up situation for me as far as Debo and Dre and stuff, but –
It is.
But I definitely think.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's his name? Luke Kuechly had Thomas Davis.
True.
What's his name? He has KJ Wright. Bobby Wagner has KJ Wright.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you get where I'm going?
Yeah, I get where you're going. I do.
But that's why I guess they tried to play you what's his name? Fournier, though. So,
yeah, because Fournier, he's doing. I feel like he's doing better than Debo, and he's doing.
Oh yeah, Fournier is right now. So
because he's proving it. He's proving it every game. Even though he makes mistakes too, he's proving it every game.
He is. I'm surprised I hear his name as much as I do out there. But I'm glad. I'm glad somebody's doing some shit.
not doing enough though. That's why I'm right. Like, man, we really gotta stop. Well, you know, I hope with this new regime they stop drafting project players and start getting some players that can start getting players that can actually ball, man. I don't have time for project players anymore. DQ and them kind of ran that in the dirt for me, man. You know, I tried to give them hope, but yeah, I'm over that now, man. So
that trial and error shit is for the birds. That shit's done. Like, I don't even know why they let him do that in the first place. It's like, just wasting our time.
Well, I guess because they were trying to fit Dan Quinn's mold of defense that he wanted to run. But yeah, it wasn't gonna work. So,
and it didn't work, and it still ain't working.
How do y'all feel about AJ?
AJ,
who's Terrell?
he's getting better, but he still got some work to do. I'm gonna say that. He still got some work to do.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he a rookie. They gonna make mistakes, but now I just want to see as this rest of these 11 games go by, see how he perform though. But
yeah, he hasn't been doing bad, but you know, he's a rookie and then he was out, you know, because he caught COVID. So, you know, it's just like, we gonna see. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, King Quest. Oliver gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's gone. Y'all know he gone after this. You know he gone.
He definitely is gone. Oliver is gone.
Out of here.
He might be the first one to cut. Be honest with you.
Chop. Put that heads up. Like, bro.
Just bench him right now. I just wish they would bench him. But
yeah, we can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Because everybody else is, so we can bench him.
That's why I said, you know, that's the only reason why. But, you know, ain't Denard on the short term IR or he's out? For the season,
I know he was short term.
He should be up in my heart right now. He should be back.
He should be back eventually.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I'd rather kick him to the outside or keep Sheffield and just
Sheffield is good outside.
I just don't want to see what's his face? What's the dude name? Oliver. Yeah, I don't want to see him on the field no more, man.
Got to go.
I want to see what Jordan Miller can do.
Me too.
Man,
I haven't seen more of him.
Yeah, you know, and the same with Deidre, man. You know, I wanted to see more of Sanat too, but he always a healthy scratch every game. Yeah. So it's like, man,
I still believe we had us a gem with Sanat. He could have been so good.
I agree with you, man. I was like, why is he sitting on the bench, man, or sitting on the sidelines for being a healthy scratch, man? We need players on that D line too, but
yeah,
I don't understand it. So, yeah.
Another player that I think we all forgot about, Matt Schaub gonna be gone too.
But they can't keep him. That's a given. But you know what I think, though? I think we set him up for a coaching job.
What?
No, seriously, I see that in his future.
Elaborate.
Coaching, somewhere.
I could see it too.
I could see like a quarterback coach or something like that.
I can see him being a coordinator, but I don't see him being a coordinator for us. I'll say that. But I can see him, years from now, he got a job. Yeah.
I can see that in the future. My only problem with the whole Schaub thing is he just got paid too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why we give him $13 million to sit on the bench?
Hold
the You can pay me $100,000 to cuss people out. I'll do that. Okay, right. Kind of wasting money. Well, with me, it wouldn't be a waste of money because I piss him off enough to go actually do something on the field. But $13 million for a bench warmer? I'm upset again. And y'all know I love DeMarco.
I love DeMarco. Yeah.
That's why we can't keep him. Because of Schaub and that $13 million.
I want to see what we do with Kurt.
I like Kurt. He's not ready.
Kurt get that chance. He could be ready now. Because I saw him playing at Virginia. He wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he got beat up by Clemson, so nobody really paid attention.
He looked like he was pretty good.
Somebody that's more proof.
What you say, Jamel?
I don't think he's the long-term answer.
Yeah, no, probably not long-term. But once Ryan's gone, I wouldn't mind seeing him while we...
Oh, they're going to be drafting his replacement. I'll be, if Kurt, and I like Kurt too, man. I actually seen a few of his games, man. But the way the politics is set up, I don't even think they're going to even try to put that man on the field, to be honest with you.
So, they're not even going to take that gamble.
They've got him a roster with practice squad protected, so no other team can get him. So that shows me he has something. It shows me he has something, but we won't know because the Falcons. Falcons offense, so yeah, man.
All right, y'all. Last question so we can watch these Braves. It's the one on everybody's mind that everybody wants to know. If we get the number one draft pick, which QB do y'all want? Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields? Reggie, you're up first.
Man, why I gotta go first, man? Let me go last. Man.
Okay. New guy who came on, Braylon. Who you got?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say Justin Fields because he's from Atlanta.
They both from Georgia. Yeah. It's a win-win. But go ahead.
But I just feel like Justin would be more of a fit. And on top of that, when I watched him in college, I don't know who's had the harder competition because the ACC is weak. Big Ten is sleeper, but then again, he didn't get a chance at UGA. So, I don't know.
Oh, let me go after this then. I want to say my pride.
It's UGA fans in here, so
I won't make them mad.
You got Braylon got Justin. What you gonna say, Reggie?
Oh, I got Lawrence, man, and like you said, yeah, they weak, but have you seen Lawrence slice up Alabama? This is the Alabama team that everybody was scared of. So that's why, I mean, and trust me, Lawrence can move around. I think everybody want that scrambling. I don't have a color preference, man. I just want a baller, right, man. I don't care if he purple. Right. I want a baller. And both of them are ballers, but I want T-Law because he showed he can handle the bright lights. So that's just me if we ever did go. QB.
To break the ice, I'm going Trevor as well. For the same reasons, you know, he faced, you know, like I said, big moments. He came up big, mm-hmm, national champion, faced tougher competition.
Mm-hmm.
Went up to play against Bama in the national championship and blew him out too.
He did.
But I'm gonna go with Justin Fields just because it pisses people off.
Yeah, it sure will. No matter who they are, if one of them two, somebody gonna be mad.
Right, it pisses people off. But either is fine. I know it's probably not gonna happen because, of course, we're gonna find a way to fuck up our draft pick. So
possibly.
Yeah,
I know. So y'all let us know who y'all want if we get the number one, which I doubt we'll do because we're gonna fuck it up our draft standing. And thank you all for coming on. Thanks, Braylon, for jumping in. You've been great. This is his first time. He was just in the chat, like, can I join? And I was like, shit, why not? What else the fuck we doing? Nothing. So thank you for coming on here. Yeah, you've been real great. And we gotta have you back on again. You flowed in very well.
Let me know when y'all do it. I will gladly come. Just let me know.
For sure. You got to meet the rest of the team too. Jamel, everybody subscribe to Flag on the Play. I'll put his stuff in the link below. Ken, mm-hmm, I don't know what happened. He probably had to go. But I'll put his shit in the link below too, in the description box. Reggie, of course, your treasure. We got to go on a walk before I come kick your ass. Okay.
Bye, Lethal Wick.
Lethal Wick. Oh, yeah. Y'all seen me out here shooting in these streets, you know what I'm saying?
Max Payne. We got Lethal Max Payne over here.
Yeah, her name Lethal Wick. We call her Lethal Wick.
You know, get my skills ready and ready to get my, I don't know, maybe I'll get a Glock since that's what I've been shooting the most. Y'all give me gun suggestions, you know, for my first gun.
You said right?
Yep.
Get a little Glock.
Thank y'all so much. We are out of here. Make sure you tune in on Sunday in the game. Maybe we win. Maybe we won't.
Go Braves.
Roll Tide too. Roll Tide.
Go Dawg.
Yeah, man.
We're in this before it comes into a war.